You're listening to The Wellness Advocate with Dr. Kendra Pearson.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Here's Dr. Kendra Pearson.
Good morning, Kansas City. You are listening to The Wellness Advocate, and I am your host, Dr. Kendra Pearson, and I am in studio today with my good friend, Dr. Adam Boonder.
Hello, Kansas City.
And then also we have Vince, who is our marketing and social media guru, but he is on my phone right now recording us live, so he'll jump on the mic here in a little bit. But I'm super excited for today's show. As you know, we always have our health and wellness topics that we're talking about. The reason I do this show is so that I can bring this information to Kansas City so they can have good information about what's healthy, what's truly healthy, what health and wellness is all about, and debunk a lot of myths when it comes to health. And one thing that I want to talk today about is something that's very popular nowadays, and that's IV nutrition or IV vitamin therapy. There's a lot of, you know, rage coming out about it, a lot of celebrities doing it and advocating for it. And so when we think about IV vitamin therapy, just to break it down, so IV stands for intravenous.
Right.
And this is a way of getting vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants.
Yeah, not accidents.
Amino accidents.
Wait, what is it now?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. amino acids, antioxidants, and getting them into your body via your vein instead of orally or in your food or in oral vitamins that you can take.
Yeah. And obviously, we still advocate. We're both messing up our
words
today. For obviously eating well. I mean, this is not a substitute. You know, when we talk about any type of supplementation, it obviously is something that you're supplementing. You're still trying to get those healthy whole foods. You're still trying to do all of that. But yeah, we're definitely going to be breaking down, you know, what are the benefits? What has some of the research even shown on the benefit of doing the intravenous as opposed to the oral supplementation? And how does that help the body? And how do we utilize it? I think that's the biggest thing is what is the biggest difference in that?
Yeah, what are the different ways you can use it? Reasons you would use IV vitamin therapy or a doctor would administer that for you. Different places that you can get it and what would be the best option for you, particularly symptoms or, like I said, reasons why you would get it. Yeah. But I like what you said, Dr. Adam, this is not an excuse to eat poor.
Right.
You know, or to put your health to the side thinking, oh, this might be a quick fix.
Right.
I can just get the vitamins. But there's a reason why it might be important as well.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people say, even like nutritionists and some doctors commonly say, why would you need that? You can get all the nutrition you need in the food that you eat or even supplements that you can purchase. But the reason why you might need IV vitamin therapy is because you may not be absorbing all of those nutrients. And here's the thing. So two reasons. I think because we're not all perfect.
Right.
Right. We're not all the perfect person that can eat. You know, like my good friend, Dr. Jack Wolfson, the cardiologist in Arizona, he probably eats perfect, right? He's just one of those guys.
He just doesn't tell people he doesn't.
He doesn't even drink coffee.
Man, we got to talk to that guy.
I know. I know, but we can't all be the perfect specimen and eat every single meal with the exact nutrients that we need.
Yeah.
So there's that because we're all human. And then also a malabsorption. Any issue in your body where you're not absorbing the things that you put in your body, I think a lot of studies show that a generally healthy person only absorbs maybe 15% of the vitamin supplements that they take orally.
Yeah. It's about 10 to 15%.
Yeah. A sick person with a malabsorption disorder, I'm not talking like Crohn's and things like that. That is definitely, but even just poor gut health, we're talking 2 to 3% that you're even absorbing.
Yeah. So this term, it's actually dysbiosis is what it's called. It's actually an imbalance of the natural bacteria that's in your gut. That doesn't allow you. I mean, we actually have more bacteria in our body than we actually do cells.
Regular cells,
which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there for a reason, and they need to be in a very specific balance, which is why people have been taking probiotics or prebiotics and all of this. But, you know, unfortunately, the other side of that is not just getting the nutrients or the smell absorption. The problem with today's food as well is that it's not nutrient dense.
Yeah.
I mean, we think of the way that things used to be farmed and how it used to be farmed, but now we have the pesticides and the herbicides and the soil is not rich like it used to be either.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're eating some of these foods, we're still not actually getting all the nutrients that we once did.
Right. And so. That's if you ate, you know, good sustainable food, organic
right.
food for every single meal. Yeah, your microphone's a little low.
Yeah, I know. It keeps going down. There we go. Back up.
There you go. I'll just watch you shrink down yes. as you stay level with the microphone. But even if you're trying to, you know, you'd have to eat perfect for every single meal to get the vitamins that your body needs in right. this day and age. You know, sometimes we break down, we're in a hurry. Life mm-hmm. gives us extra stress and we eat fast food or we eat processed foods,
right.
you know. And here's the thing is also life affects your body as well. The toxins that we're yeah. exposed to in our environment, also stress.
Stress is a big one. Lack of sleep.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's where we'll get into here later is the types of vitamin infusions that are there, which I think one of the greatest things that your clinic is doing, and I'm going to ask you a few questions here because I also want to know why you're implementing it specifically mm-hmm. into your clinic. You guys are an integrated clinic that offers so many different things to help patients, and I know your passion and your mission, and this is the newest thing that's coming into it. But, you know, really getting into the fact that some of these vitamin infusions can help with stress levels. I think you actually right. just did one the other day for, was it like a...
I did an anxiety because, you know, I'm a type A person and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a business owner.
Does that
owner.
Mean like awesome? Type A
yes,
is like
type
awesome?
Yes, type A is awesome.
Yeah, okay.
I'm, you know, I'm a mother. I've got, you know, I'm married. And that's very stressful.
What? What?
Is he listening? But, you know, I'm a business owner and I have a lot of stress in life that some things, I love that stress. It's important yeah. to me, but, you know, my body needs to be able to yeah. process that. And yeah. here's the thing that's really interesting about, you know, vitamins. And I'm sure you know this, Dr. Adam, I'm talking to Kansas City as well. But magnesium is mm-hmm. one mineral that your body purges or depletes whenever you're under stress.
Absolutely.
It's just one of those reactions. And, you know, we all know that you felt a physiological reaction whenever you're stressed out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can feel it in your gut. You feel fatigued. But magnesium is one thing that your body depletes.
Yeah.
And magnesium, interestingly enough, can only be absorbed so much.
Yeah.
So you absorb, you try to take magnesium supplement. You know, you try to eat foods that are, if you're eating foods that are high in magnesium,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's your large intestine that absorbs that magnesium and you only have so many receptors for that in your body. So you're right. only going to get so much.
Yeah.
And so what you don't absorb, that excess magnesium is just going to draw water out into your intestine mm-hmm. and it's going to give you diarrhea.
Yeah.
And that's why magnesium is often supplemented as to an aid, you know, for constipation.
Right.
But then you're never getting your levels back up to where it needs to be, especially if you're deficient in magnesium.
Yeah. You're pretty much behind the eight ball. You're,
right.
you're trying to play catch up all the time.
So IV nutrition therapy, giving you that magnesium directly into your vein, directly into your bloodstream, your body will absorb near 100% of it.
Yeah.
You know, 90% yeah. to 100% of that magnesium is going to get absorbed into mm-hmm. your body and help get your levels back up to that optimal.
Right.
And, you know, people say, oh, well, can you get too much of a good thing? I think with some vitamins, that yeah. can be, but that's why it yeah. needs to be done by a licensed practitioner and safely
right.
and make sure it's safe for you.
Well, and that's what I was going to go into, because especially with magnesium, which honestly, I think some of the stats are it's between 80 and 90% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. And
right.
and so when you deal with magnesium, then you're also dealing with some other minerals. I mean, we have everything from calcium to potassium to magnesium to, mm-hmm. you know, all of these minerals that our body kind of gets out of balance, which is also why we deal with things like osteoporosis. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, if you get too much magnesium, which typically you can't get from a capsule because your body's, you'd have to take so much from an actual oral supplement. But when you do it intravenously, it can affect even circulation. It can affect the heart.
Right.
And so that's why if you're doing this, a lot of IV therapy, I say clinics or IV therapy shops, which is
yeah.
the difference is that you're not opening up a shop for vitamin IV therapy. It's a clinic that's monitored by, you know, a medical professional
right.
so that things are monitored, running blood work before things are done.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain bags and IV therapies that you don't have to run blood work for. They're simple, they're basic, but you want to make sure that it's being done right, that you're getting
yes.
the right amount. There's everything from how quickly the IV is administered,
mm-hmm.
How many you actually need. Some people think, oh, it's just a one and done. Not typically always the case.
Yeah.
And so I know your clinic is starting to offer, you know, even just plans for patients to be able to get this on a regular basis. And honestly, mm-hmm. right now is really the time when I really boost my vitamin IV therapy specifically because of the winter seasons. We don't have the sun out there. We're not getting the same amount of vitamin D.
Right.
Our minerals are being depleted. Mm-hmm. My hands are already starting to crack because I'm dry and dehydrated.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And we
so
know holidays aren't stressful at all.
Oh, no.
You know, family in town, organizing dinners and community events. Like, holidays aren't stressful at all.
I see there's a lot of heads nodding right now as we're talking. In fact, mine is.
So, right.
Yeah.
I know, and this is the time of year, and I know if you listen to our show regularly, we did one on, you know, boosting your immune system this time of year. It's the time of year people get sick, you know, when you're sick, that depletes your body of you know, vitamins and minerals. This is a perfect time to make sure that your body is optimal so you get through this winter.
So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, here is another option.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. So we're coming up on a break, you know, here pretty soon. But, and so when we come back, I do want to talk about why I started doing this in my clinic in particularly.
Yeah.
I want to be able to give that some time and talk about it. So first, let Vince get on and give us a little bit about where we're
going to
be.
How's it going, Kansas City? Of course, if you'd like to learn more about Dr. Kendra Pearson, give her a follow on Instagram at KC Wellness Advocate. Of course, we always advocate for our listeners to come to visit her Facebook page on Facebook. It's Dr. Kendra Pearson, Dr. Kendra Pearson, where we've set up a page for all of our listeners to go on and suggest topics, as well as ask questions for the doctor to answer online. And then, of course, any questions for the doc in general. Of course, Dr. Adam himself has an Instagram. He doesn't use it very much, but we're trying to change that a little bit.
He doesn't use it very much.
And you can follow him on Instagram at HealthRebellionKC.
You could follow Dr. Adam on Instagram and say, hey, Dr. Adam, post something for me.
You could also just go onto Facebook at Regenerative Treatment Centers of KC, and you can go on there and follow everything there as well.
Yes. Yeah, we try to post some good content and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so stay tuned, Kansas City. As we come back after the break, we're going to talk more about IV nutrition, who's it for, how to safely do it, and why we do it in our clinic and how it helps our patients. So stay tuned, Kansas City. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Wellness Advocate with Dr. Kendra Pearson.
Fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear is a liar.
Welcome back, Kansas City. You're listening to The Wellness Advocate. I'm your host, Dr. Kendra Pearson, and if you're just tuning in with us today, Dr. Adam and I are talking about IV vitamin therapy, IV nutrition, which is a hot topic these days. Mm-hmm. You see these brick and mortar shops popping up all over, even here in Kansas City. And so what I want to do is talk about, what is IV nutrition? What is IV vitamin therapy? Who's it for?
Right.
You know, we talked a little bit about that last segment. So again, just to reiterate, so IV vitamin therapy is getting vitamins, supplements, minerals into your body via IV instead of through your mouth or in your food.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in, we talked about in that first segment that when you're taking oral supplementation, which most people are taking quite a bit, a lot of people are basically just switching out their medications for supplements. We're still taking a lot of supplements. And so you're only absorbing about 10 to 15% of what you're actually taking in orally. And if you're already dealing with gut issues or health issues and, you know, stomach problems, that even lessens the amount of absorption specifically that your body's going to be getting from those nutrients.
Yeah. And being able to actually get your levels up to where they need to be, you would have to take a lot of vitamins over a long period of time. Because even just taking a lot orally, your body is still only going to absorb what it's capable of absorbing in that moment.
Exactly.
So you'd have to really take it for a long time. Mm-hmm. IV vitamin therapy is a way of getting it when it goes intravenously, which means inside your vein, it goes directly into your bloodstream and you absorb 90 to 100% of it right then.
And most patients are experiencing, whatever specific bag or nutrients are being needed. Again, we talked about how, we have specific IV bags for, like, there's high dose vitamin C for viral defense. There's joint synergy for patients dealing with joint issues. There's stuff to help with sleep. There's even sexual performance bags that actually help with that. Again, different vitamins.
It can be symptomatic.
Minerals.
It can be, hey, you know, I have fatigue or I have this. Like you said the other day, I did one for anxiety because this is a stressful time of year for me. And stress depletes a lot of your vitamins and minerals. Like we talked, magnesium being one of them. Whenever your body is under physical stress, emotional stress, your body depletes itself of magnesium, which is a central nutrient that your body needs. So you can do it symptomatically, but you can also do it therapeutically with lab testing to see if you're deficient. And here's the thing, vast majority of Americans are deficient in vitamins and minerals.
Absolutely.
There's B vitamin deficiencies that cause very specific symptoms, mm-hmm. fatigue, skin reactions, immunity problems. Yeah. There's, we talked about magnesium.
Yeah.
Vast majority of people are magnesium deficient. Yeah. People with migraines, for one, I think mm-hmm. they found that 60% of people who suffer from chronic migraines
yeah.
are magnesium deficient.
Yeah. And also dehydrated. And that's
dehydrated.
The other thing. People can just come in if they just need to get hydrated. Somebody's mm-hmm. not feeling well. You can come in for a hydration bag, which helps to get that immune system boosted. I mean, I just did a cognitive performance and kind of brain enhancement IV bag 2 weeks ago, which was awesome. My mental clarity was incredible. I slept well. But people are noticing the benefits, sometimes the exact same day, sometimes the next day. Mm-hmm. But the benefits can last for quite a while. But,
yeah, for weeks.
Yeah, we have a lot of people, though, that you know, depending on what labs are showing and what the practitioners are recommending, there are some people that need IV bags sometimes twice a week, sometimes once a week, sometimes mm-hmm. once every month. It just really depends.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, one of the things that I think has been incredible with your clinic is you're able to customize this for the patient based right. on their need to give them a very specific result.
And it needs to be safe. And you mm-hmm. asked me, you know, like, and I think I got distracted and talked about other things, but why yeah. I wanted to introduce this into my clinic.
Yeah.
So, you know, my clinic in the Northland, we are a physical medicine clinic. As you guys know, I am a chiropractor, but we have a multidisciplinary practice with medical professionals. We treat a lot of back pain and neck pain and problems and musculoskeletal problems like that. But also one of the reasons why I developed my practice is because I was a chronic migraine sufferer, and it mm-hmm. was chiropractic and it was physical medicine that helped me get over that. And I have helped so many patients with chronic migraines find the underlying condition.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, we just said magnesium deficiency is a huge cause of chronic migraines. And though we may correct if it's musculoskeletal causing the migraines, yeah. we're wonderful at that. We correct that, but something was missing. How can we get these vitamins into our patients? I recommend magnesium. But like I said, orally, you're only going to absorb so much. I talked in the last segment about magnesium specifically. There's only so much absorption that can happen in the gut for
right.
magnesium. And if you're really deficient, which a lot of Americans are because we just don't eat right. And,
right.
you know, I know that migraines, you know, I don't want to pick on women, but it mostly women suffer from that. And
yeah.
I feel as a woman myself, we stress out a lot. You know, we have family, and now mm-hmm. women, they have, not only do they have children and families to take care of, most women work as well. And we have this, you know, not to discount what men do, you know, our husbands
do. We don't
do
anything. I mean,
but I feel like we juggle a lot and
yeah,
we get very stressed.
Absolutely.
And then now chronic migraines are plaguing a lot of women. And I believe yeah. magnesium deficiency is that. So I thought, hey, this is a wonderful way to make sure that they're absorbing 100% of that and getting their levels back up. And I know that we may never be able to rid all stress in someone's life. We still live on this earth.
Right.
We still have our families. We have our jobs. We have everything. And that's why, you know, like you said, intravenous therapy, they've shown doing like a, like they call it a cocktail or a vitamin bag with different nutrients in it for
yeah.
migraine specifically
yeah.
can get rid of a migraine in 30 to 60 minutes after
it's
the introduction
incredible.
Of that.
Yeah.
But it can be something that you can do on a regular basis to
mm-hmm.
make sure that you keep things at bay, especially if you still have a lot of stress in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in our clinic, we want to make sure that it's safe. So there are some vitamin IV bags that you can get without having to have lab testing. Everyone
right.
will see our nurse practitioner, get a proper history, an exam, and make sure that it's safe for them. And
right.
there are some IV bags that are just very easily given, you know, no contraindications. And then some we need to draw labs.
Right.
And we need to make sure, are you really deficient in this vitamin?
Yeah.
What exactly is it that you need? And it can be very precise. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I want to differentiate, makes us different from, there's mobile units. Like there's vans that'll come to your house and give
yeah.
you an IV bag.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, you know, those are all the one, like hydration, anyone can have hydration pretty much.
Right.
You know, if you've had a night out and you overindulged and you partied too much and you're dehydrated the next day, that can be something that can be very easily given
right.
in an instant.
Yeah.
But if you're suffering from chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic migraines.
Chronic inflammatory conditions.
Autoimmune conditions, different things that may mm-hmm. affect your absorption of essential vitamins and minerals that your body needs to stay healthy. That's when we need to be under the supervision of a licensed professional monitoring your health and making sure that it's safe and effective for you.
So obviously okay? you guys are doing it right. I mean, that's why you're wanting to implement this into the next
right.
level of what your clinic is doing mm-hmm. and monitor it. Yeah.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that the body is healthy from all angles, you know, absolutely. Nutritionally, physically, and together, that's when you really can achieve optimal health and wellness.
Absolutely.
So, okay, we are coming up on a break. Man, that segment went by really fast.
I know, really fast.
So I want to let Vince jump on and tell everyone, like, what we're doing and where we're going to be at.
So Dr. Pearson's actually going to be speaking at Orange Theory Fitness out in Parkville in the latter part of December. So if you're an Orange Theory Fitness member and one of our listeners, we encourage you to tell all your friends to come join us that evening. Of course, Dr. Pearson, as she mentions, is the founder of Northland Physical Medicine. And Dr. Booner said something that intrigued you, feel free to give us a call at Northland, 816-452-4488. To get in for a complimentary consultation, as well as learn more about IV therapy. We would love to have some of our listeners into the clinic to really experience what it's all about.
Yeah, look, if you're interested in IV therapy or you want to know, is this for me, or I believe I could be deficient in minerals or vitamins, just call our office directly. You go to our website, northlandphysicalmedicine.com, call our office, make an appointment. You can meet directly with me. I'll sit down, talk to you about what's going on, get you in with our nurse practitioner. And this can definitely be something that can help you. I've done it myself. I know Dr. Adam, you know, you've done it as well. It really can benefit. And you can notice differences right away.
Yeah.
And then even for weeks after.
Yeah.
And there's ways you can get it instantly. And then there's ways that you can get multiple ones. So stay tuned, Kansas City. When we come back, we're going to talk to you more about IV nutrition therapy and the benefits.
You're listening to The Wellness Advocate with Dr. Kendra Pearson.
Hey, welcome back, Kansas City. You are listening to The Wellness Advocate. I'm your host, Dr. Kendra Pearson. And if you have been tuning in today, we are talking about IV vitamin therapy and IV nutrition. And if you're just tuning in, the earlier segments, we talked about, you know, why it's important, what it can do, how it differs from being able, you know, just making sure you get the nutrients in the food that you eat. And if you say, well, I take vitamin supplements, so I think I'm getting, you know, everything that I would need. Actually, studies show that if you're a generally healthy person, you're only absorbing 10 to 15% of those vitamins. So I know, like, even when I was in school, in chiropractic school, and then they talked about it, they said, you just have expensive pee whenever you take vitamins because you only absorb like 10 to 15% and then you
get rid of
it
the
out.
Rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Which is essentially what's happened, you know, what can happen. And then if you're unhealthy, you know, if you have malabsorption issues in your body, you're really absorbing like 2 to 3% of those vitamins, which you definitely need if you are sick in your body.
Yep.
So IV nutrition, IV therapy is a way. So IV standing for intravenous is a way of taking those vitamins and putting them directly into your bloodstream where they can be absorbed almost at 100% and affecting you, like you said, Dr. Adam, on the cellular level.
Right.
So every single one of our cells needs specific nutrients in order to thrive and survive.
That's right.
So like even like if you remember from back in school, the Krebs cycle, right? Does the Krebs cycle have like Lipitor and blood pressure medications and gabapentin and stuff in it?
No.
But it does have like CoQ10, B vitamins, essential vitamins
everything
and minerals.
The minerals and the everything that's obviously needed to create energy. And that's that whole purpose is how do we produce energy? It's energy of our immune system. If our immune system has the right energy, we're going to be able to withstand these viruses and these bacteria that come against us. You know, our body needs energy to be able to get up and to move. Our joints need energy to obviously move back and forth. And so, you know, one of the things that I love about Northland is, again, this implementation of this vitamin IV therapy for patients. You know, you did this and created this company to get to the root cause of things. And, you know, whether it's chiropractic care, whether it's PT, whatever it may be, you know, we a lot of times see that patients just get to a certain point, you know, and like, this is what I think is going to be the best. But now you're implementing this new therapy where you can actually do, you know, a joint synergy bag that helps to reduce inflammation specifically within the joints.
Yeah.
You know, or even there's I know that one of them is a muscle tension relief.
Right.
You know, so you talk about stress, you know, being able to release the tension of the muscles. And
think symptomatically, a lot of symptoms that we see are actually caused by lack of nutrition and, and lack of nutrients in our body, because that's what our cells need to thrive.
Yeah.
And the older we get, the less antioxidants, you know, the less of those minerals that we're able to actually absorb from the food that we eat.
Right.
And we all know that we all eat perfectly, right?
Right.
Every single meal of the day is organic. Everybody gets the proper number of vegetables and fruits and things that they need in every single meal.
Yeah, no.
Right? Not quite. No one is in the McDonald's line that I can see out the window.
Right. Well, and then the crazy thing is they say you need about 9 servings of like vegetables a day just to get the amount of potassium even that you need.
Right.
And so if you can actually do a vitamin IV bag, not to say don't eat your vegetables. Everybody, I'm an advocate, obviously, for eating your vegetables.
Yeah, and even supplements, even oral supplements as well. Not, I'm so for that as well. We take vitamins every day as well. But this is a way, if you are deficient, which most Americans are deficient in certain, whether it's B vitamins and they're experiencing chronic fatigue and low energy, whether it's magnesium with chronic migraines, whether, you know, it's vitamin C, vitamin D deficiency, which we know is, you know, extremely
important. And what's crazy, and I was just thinking about this as you're talking about the supplements and the food. I mean, I know people, you know, I used to do Olympic weightlifting. I did some bodybuilding, and I know guys and even women that were probably taking $500 a month in supplementation, from proteins to vitamin D to, you know, all these different things. And I'm like, that's crazy. And you're also only absorbing 10 to 15% of that.
Right.
So I think, okay, well, wait a second. I'm wasting a whole lot of money where you can do an IV vitamin bag for like $135.
Yeah.
And you're absorbing 100% of that and utilizing that on a cellular level to allow healing to occur. It's even prevention. You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving here next week, which is crazy to think of. And I know you've spoken in a lot of schools and to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And when do most teachers actually get sick? During the holiday
season. Yeah, during the holiday
season. They get a break. The stress level, all of a sudden, they get a moment to relax and everything just takes over. And they're typically sick.
Yeah. And then that time that they have that they're supposed to be able to relax and recover, they're actually spent.
Right.
You know, they spend that entire break that they have just recovering from all the stress that they have to get back in and push for the end of the school year.
And so, we talk about teachers, but even just the normal, you know, workforce that's out there. We're taking these breaks to be with family, and most of us are getting sick at this time. You know, and that's what we need to change.
Or you're meeting with family and they're exposing you to germs that you haven't been exposed to.
So let's boost that immune system. I mean, that's what I love about the high dose vitamin C and the viral defense that you guys offer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've used that a couple times. And even when I start to feel, you know, achy or whatever it may be, just because I know something's coming on. In fact, your husband, so Troy.
Yeah.
He
had, you know, what they call a man cold, right? or the man flu. I don't know. Anyway, he got sick and he was not feeling good. And so he went and he got a high dose vitamin C and he was over his cold the next day. He literally had a cold for one day. Who has a cold for one day?
Yeah. So typically, I mean, obviously you've been married to him for a little while.
Yeah.
When he gets sick, how long is he typically down?
A week.
Yeah.
Yeah, or more. With That's cold, most it can of us. Be 2 to 3 weeks and it turns into a chronic cough and
sinus infection to the,
I know. And then he just needs everything taken care of for him. And I'm busy. I don't got that kind of time. Call your mom. Have her come over, take care of you.
Wait a second.
No, so this could be really great, you know, for, you know, you wives out there and your husband gets the man flu or the man cold and you just have him come in and get an IV vitamin push to help him get over it. And that's what I love is because, you know, our clinic where we're a multidisciplinary clinic and we get to the root cause of our issues and we help a lot of people. We also have a quick care clinic, almost like a minute clinic.
Yeah.
As well, because I want to make sure we can take care of acute conditions for our patients. And what's crazy is a lot of people who present, you know, to the Minute Clinic or, you know, our quick care clinic, they have a viral condition.
Right.
And but when you pay your copay and you come in, you want something.
Right.
You know, you want a prescription, an antibiotic. Unfortunately, that's not always, you know, warranted because it's not going to do you any good. In fact, it can do you harm to take an antibiotic when it's a viral condition.
Right.
But that's what I love about our clinic is we have this IV vitamin therapy. So if you come in with a viral condition, you can get a vitamin IV bag, an immunity boost, a high dose vitamin C, a viral defense bag to help give your body the defense it needs to fight it itself and get back to work faster, get back to your family faster and not let the sickness get you down. And oftentimes that sickness is going to end up costing you more in the long run.
Exactly.
Than just getting an IV bag. Because you can get back to work faster and back to life and not be down and enjoy the holidays with your family, not be sick and getting everybody else sick. Because I know we just did a show on, you know, immunity and taking care of our bodies. But, you know, when you're out there sick and coughing on everybody, you know, that's what gets other people sick. So. Yeah.
On that same token, I mean, you know, you think about the cost of an IV bag. Well, I mean, anytime I would get sick in the past, I'd go out and buy Dayquil, NyQuil, you know, Mucinex, and, you know, load up my, you know, cart full of expensive pills when I can do something that's much more natural.
Yeah,
exactly. Actually, when we talk about, you know, cost, you know, effectiveness, I was actually looking at, we want to look at vitamin levels. So if you're a deficient, let's say like vitamin C, and you want to get your vitamin C levels up to a specific amount, and you buy a supplement, maybe that supplement costs $30 or $40.
Right.
You know, you would have to take so much of that in order to reach the level. Like you'd probably spend $800 in supplements than $130 vitamin bag and get the exact same level in your body.
Well, interesting that you just mentioned that, because I'm actually holding a research article specifically on vitamin C, on the amount that you would need to take to change your blood levels.
Oh, wow.
And this is actually specifically on the treatment of cancer, which there's been a lot of research on, you know, vitamin C for cancer patients. So basically, we've already talked about the bowels and how nutrients are absorbed, but vitamin C is a main one that people start taking, especially when they're getting sick, but it's mainly controlled by the bowels and the kidneys. So it says that even by taking, this is 18,000 milligrams per day, so that's 18 grams of vitamin C every single day spread out, which, number one, is going to upset your
stomach. Yeah, I was going to say, my stomach hurts thinking about that.
Blood levels do not change and do not exceed 0.2 millimoles per liter. Okay. So you actually have to get some sort to actually kill viruses. You have to get those millimoles between 0.5 and 3. So it doesn't even pass. Taking 18 grams doesn't even pass 0.2. But it's saying if you just take 5 grams of vitamin C through an IV, it gets you up to 3 millimoles.
Wow.
So, and that's just a low dose of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. From the high doses, we're giving 25 grams of vitamin C through the IV bag.
Wow. Yeah. See, and that's really cool. And here's the thing is it can be very easy and relaxing. I'm just thinking, oh, I'm going to get punctured with a needle. I'm going to sit there. Actually, in our office, like if you go to our Facebook page, you can see I got an IV. We have this awesome room that actually Vince decorated.
Hey.
And it's relaxing. You can get a blanket on you.
Yeah.
You know, I was sitting there with my latte and a blanket and feeling comfy and relaxed with
Uber
dim lighting
relaxing.
And a, you know,
a Himalayan sea salt.
Himalayan salt lamp. And it just really, because I was trying to reduce my stress.
Right. Yeah,
it definitely helped.
Of course, Dr. Pearson is passionate about bringing all this education to the Kansas City community. And I want to tell you guys just a little bit about some of the complexes that we offer in our clinic. So we have them broken up by different headings or different categories, one of which would be our patient favorites, would be like a multivitamin plus, the cold and flu relief, a high dose vitamin C plus viral defense. Of course, joint synergy with a curcumin complex added into it. We have ones for anti-aging, for like collagen and mitochondrial health, mental health, so sleep support, anxiety and calm care, focus formula, which Dr. Boonder mentioned earlier. We have an energy and endurance, and also a wellness, so like muscle tension relief, gut health fundamentals, and of course like a circulation complex as well.
That's what I love about a lot of those therapies is a lot of times we're trying to fight the underlying condition, especially when it comes to musculoskeletal, and it's not always a quick response. It takes time for the body to heal. This is a way to get some relief instantly while your body actually heals. So stay tuned, Kansas City. When we come back, we're going to talk more about vitamin IV therapy.
You're listening to The Wellness Advocate with Dr. Kendra Pearson.
Okay, Kansas City, welcome back. You're listening to The Wellness Advocate, and I am your host, Dr. Kendra Pearson. And if you're just tuning in with us today, we are talking all about vitamin IV therapy and IV nutrition, which, as we talked about early in our earlier segments, is up and coming. I mean, it's kind of all the rage. You know, we just went to Las Vegas in September for a family trip. And we, you know, they see like the IV vitamin little pop-ups everywhere, hydrating people. And that's for one reason, just partying too hard and getting dehydrated.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of celebrities that advocate for it. And now we're even seeing pop-ups around here in Kansas City, IV vitamin therapy. And I think that it's something that, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, if you overdo it or you get dehydrated, you know, maybe you just party a little too hard or hangover relief. And yes, it can be used for that. But, it can actually be very therapeutic.
Absolutely.
And we talked a lot about this day and age, we really just don't absorb the vitamins and nutrients that our bodies need.
Right.
Number one, because our food supply isn't as good as it used to be. You know, mm-hmm. now that we have GMOs and our soil is not very good and we are just on the go Americans, we don't stop and smell the roses. We go, go, go. And we have fast food and processed food, and therefore our bodies suffer.
Right.
We don't get the nutrients that we need.
Yeah.
And even then, if you are perfect, our bodies don't absorb all of the nutrients, especially if you are deficient.
Right.
And it's really difficult for everyone to be perfect this day and age, even though I don't want to discount the fact that you need to strive to eat well.
Yeah.
And even supplement with oral vitamins and minerals. I'm not against that in any way. And I don't want people to use IV vitamin therapy because it is so amazing and you can absorb 100% of your vitamins as an excuse to not eat well or to be like a weekend warrior.
Yeah.
Type of
and it's just, it's a great complimentary, therapy.
You looking at me?
Because you're young.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing that I love about it and why I've implemented into my own, you know, I guess, procedures and process of health
wellness.
Is you know, it's not going to stop me from doing other things, but it's complementary to the other things that I'm doing. And it does give me that boost. It gives me the energy that I need, you know, from the focus to knowing also that I'm making sure that my immune system is regularly strong. So it's even on the preventative measure, not just doing it, you know, right when I'm starting to get sick to grab a bag or do something like that.
Yeah.
But it's how do we do these things? Again, we talk about prevention all the time. So I think that's a huge, huge thing that we want to obviously speak out on.
I think that could be a great thing, Dr. Adam, is something that I would suggest. Number one, if you're experiencing symptoms, if you're sick in your body and you want to be able to get healthy, number one, our clinic, and if you're going to get IV vitamin therapy, you're definitely welcome to come into our clinic. But if not, if you're going somewhere else, make sure that it is a licensed practitioner that you are seeing and that they are doing a proper history and exam and even drawing labs on you. And as far as prevention, you know, drawing labs and seeing where you're deficient, because we all know if you listen to the show, if you're in the health and wellness industry, you know that the absence of symptoms is not the absence of disease.
Right.
We all know people who have been diagnosed with cancer and had no symptoms, or are diagnosed or suffer the effects of heart disease and had no symptoms prior. Just because you look good and you feel good does not mean that your body is healthy.
Absolutely.
And so labs don't lie. Blood, you know, looking at your blood chemistry and the physiology of your body doesn't lie. And if you're deficient in a vitamin, essential mineral, you can actually supplement that and prevent the disease process from happening.
Yeah.
Once it happens, once your symptoms start, it's been there a while.
Yeah.
It's been there a while and damage is already done to your body, some that cannot be reversed. So I think that prevention is a great way.
Yeah.
Getting, you're feeling good and looking good still, and you want to make sure that your body is healthy, come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about obviously all the great benefits that, and for me, I typically always feel really good afterwards. But some patients may experience that they may feel a little bit more fatigue if they're doing like a viral, you know, a bag to help, you know, with a viral infection or a vitamin C, you know, they may be a little bit fatigued the next day because, I mean, these nutrients are getting in, they're doing their work. Your body is kind of, when your body internally is working harder, that energy is going towards that, not necessarily, you know, moving and functioning.
And
so
that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. And so, you know, we talk about all the, you know, the blue sky, the beautiful, the sunshine. But sometimes, you know, and that's why you want to also have a practitioner that's monitoring this progress too.
That totally makes sense, you know, because if you're giving the body what it needs to function the way that it should, your body will do things that it's supposed to do in order to heal itself. And sometimes those things are unpleasant. So like we all know, to fight an infection, your body needs to spike a fever.
Right.
So if you give your body the nutrients it needs to work properly, and then you spike a fever to fight off an infection that you have, that would be normal. And that's a normal process of your body.
It'll just happen faster if you're giving it the right nutrients.
Right.
The other thing that we haven't talked about in this kind of, you know, maybe feeling fatigued or something after doing this is the detoxification process that you may go through. I mean, we have specific bags for detox, chelation, all of that. So again, it's all dependent on what you need specifically on even sometimes how you're going to feel. If somebody's coming in for some vitamin IV therapy and they're coming in to specifically detox, I wouldn't say that you would expect to feel great immediately afterwards.
Exactly.
It's gonna be a process of kind of getting over that hump. And so, and sometimes, you may be coming in and you just need something to boost the immune system, but the practitioners may say, well, I think we need to detox your first to allow this to truly absorb and get you the result that you want.
Right. So different ways that you can do IV therapy. I want to make sure you know, because sometimes it can be a one and done. You know, like if you just mm-hmm. need hydrated because you ran a marathon over the weekend, you know, or you, you know, did a bar crawl over the weekend, right. you know, or yeah. whatever it is, you can do a one and done, you know, and, you know, no insurance covers, you know, IV vitamin therapy.
Yeah. Just like they don't cover the supplements that you go buy at GNC
exactly.
or wherever you may be going. Yeah.
So an IV bag can be anywhere from $130 to $160, depending on what you get.
Right.
But if you have a condition where you have a, you know, a medical condition or you're deficient in certain vitamins, or you have a health condition and you need multiple vitamins, in our clinic, you can do a membership. Or yeah. you just love the way it makes you feel, and maybe mm-hmm. you are a performance athlete and you're always exercising and you need that nutrition, you can get IV vitamins like 2 or 3 times a month.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes some people do twice a week, some once a week, some, yeah. you know, 2 to 3 times a month. You can do a membership and get discounts on those. So it's yeah. not 130, 130, 130.
Yeah.
And that's something that you, when you come in, you can talk to us about and talk to our nurse practitioner about, number one, what you need and what that would look like for you. Or just try it out and see how it makes you feel. I did the anxiety and the calm care one, and I slept like a baby. Yeah. I feel amazing, and I'm usually pretty tightly wound, you know. Yeah. And I really feel like I handled, you know, we had a very stressful, you know, event in the family with somebody getting very sick and being in the hospital, and that was very stressful for us, and I feel like I handled it like a boss.
Yeah.
I'm usually a basket case. So, and I think that's very good, you know,
yeah.
for me, especially with my kids looking at me and looking to me to be an example, being yeah. a little bit more relaxed. So,
well, of course, on behalf of Dr. Kendra Pearson and Northland Physical Medicine, we'd love to invite our listeners in for an IV infusion in our clinic. Come sit down in our massage chair, cuddle up with a warm, comfy blanket, and enjoy a relaxing experience at Northland. Give us a call at 816-452-4488. Speak with one of our front desk concierges, either Julia or Haley, and get scheduled for a consultation or an appointment today.
Yeah, please come in, visit with us. You sit down with me or one of our care coordinators, get a detailed history about what's going on with you. Meet with our nurse practitioner, Jamie. She's amazing. Actually getting a detailed health history. Mm-hmm. We may draw labs on you. And these labs are some amazing things to get just to know where your health is and what your physiology in your body is happening.
Because
like we said, just because you don't have symptoms doesn't mean you don't have a problem going on.
And of course, you want to choose health by choice and roll up your sleeves for IV nutrition.
Thanks. That was my coined that one. Roll up your sleeves for IV nutrition. Thank you so much, Kansas City. I really love and appreciate you all. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us on IV therapy. Stay tuned next week because we're going to be talking more on integrative medicine and collaborative care with different types of physicians working together and how you can really get the best results. Thank you, Kansas City, and talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.
You're listening to The Wellness Advocate with Dr. Kendra Pearson.